You're on the air with the Mortgage Man, Drew Stevens, on AM 1160.
Good afternoon. It's Drew Stevens, the Mortgage Man, Residential Plus Mortgage, over at www.drewthemortgageman.com. There's also www.replus.net. That's our company website. And just, I had a good week. A lot of stuff going on. Had a great purchase close last week on an FHA loan on a townhome. Had my brother-in-law finish off his refi. Saving a ton of money. You know, got about 10 loans that are, you know, ready to close real soon. So I'm pretty happy. Yeah. On some good stuff. Some good stuff going on. Our rates are just outstanding still. So very, very happy. 630-915-5706. If you have any questions, we'll talk about rates in a little bit. I have two guests today, and they have guests. Both, of course, have been on my show several times. There's Jim Crace, president of Financial Fulfillment and financialfulfillment.com. How are you, Jim?
Great, Boo.
Joe Zarillo over at Gateway Realty and Builders. And Joe is also at Zarillo.info, Zerillo.info. Great. I like your website. It's great, man.
Thank you.
Good job. And his email, GZERILLO@gatewayrealtors.net. And his office at 7033 West Higgins in Chicago. I didn't say your stuff. www.financialfulfillment.com is Jim's website. And moneymd@comcast.net.
Now you remembered. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the short-term memory is kind of going, you know, but no, it's not too bad. The long-term is still there a little bit anyway. My mother, by the way, I think I talked about a couple weeks ago, my mom has moved out of her assisted living place and is with my sister.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I saw her a couple nights ago, and she says to me, when she first got there, she was so happy to be there, to get out of the other place and to be with family now, with my sister and my brother-in-law and, you know, my niece and nephew. And I saw her 2 nights ago. She says, "When am I going home?" So you never.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it is what it is. And you know that, you know this. Have you heard the story about how we all? Do you know the nose and the ears never stop growing? Have you heard that at all ever?
No,
you've never heard that. You ever heard that, Joe?
No.
Fingernails. I heard.
How about Eric? You ever heard that at all? Nose.
Fingernails and
my
hair.
Mother's ears are like, I mean, they're huge. And I said, I mean, it's unbelievable. She's 80, almost 89 now. I said, Mom, I go, you're doing like a Dumbo impression. She goes, and she got it, though. She understood that. I go, do you know what Dumbo is? She goes, yeah, Mickey Mouse. Yeah, I know Dumbo. So that was pretty good.
Can she hear better now because of it?
You know what? I don't know. She hears better.
You see, it's the other way
it's
around.
Interesting. I can just imagine looking at my mom and my dad. My dad has some dementia. I'm already getting a little bit. So I'm sure by the time I'm 53 now, I'm sure by the time I'm 60, I'll be totally out of it. So. But that's okay. I'll have fun. I won't know what's going on, so nothing will bother me, right?
That's right.
That's what I'm hoping for, anyway. Rates. Rates are phenomenal. Rates are outstanding. I'm really actually shocked that they're still good, because with the Dow bouncing up and down, especially in the big upturns of over 400 points at one point in time last week. So still, they're just outstanding. So you can still do 4% on a 30-year fix with no cost. And on a 15... No, it depends on the loan size, but the no cost is around 3.375 to 3.5, and your 0 point rate's right at 3.25. It's just phenomenal. They have to continue. They really have to continue. But we had a lot of discussions. We'll get to financial planning and some of Joe's stuff in a little bit. But I just want to just kind of go off just a little bit. Any questions? Of course, make sure you're calling me 630-915-5706. But there's been talk on other shows too about it's not the rates. It's not the rates. It's just this fear. There's so much fear out there. Well, the tide is now turning. It had been at the point where people are looking more at, and sometimes it is still better to rent. If you have a property or some properties that they're lying you down that and you can't buy again, yes, you should be renting. But if you're renting now and not owning any other property, you've got to buy now. You really do. It's now at the point, Joe, I've heard this, that it's now at the point where it's turning, where that monthly payment is a good deal less on a buy as opposed to rent. Are you finding that also?
That is true. Definitely.
So we need to make sure that we're getting you guys back into homes, especially if the income's there and the credit's there. And even if it's not, please make sure you call. We have also ways of getting things done, even if you have credit issues, income issues, because there are plans coming out. The HARP programs are being expanded to the point where even if value is there, you're still going to be okay. So make sure you call me, 630-915-5706. And there's always FHA. FHA, especially on a purchase, FHA is still only 3.5% down, people. Okay, and the rates are just outstanding. And remember, your loan is insured by the federal government. So it's a very, very big deal to understand that. In the second half of the show, I'll talk again about reverse mortgages and what we can do with reverse mortgages. And remember, Joe and I haven't talked about it as much as we probably should have, but you can use a reverse mortgage actually for a purchase. So we'll get into that into a little bit. 630-915-5706. Jim and I had were at a seminar last week in which we were at, where was it again?
I don't remember.
The Drury Lane Theater. Drury Lane Theater.
Oh, that's a nice theater.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
The Sound of Music was playing. We were there all day, and we talked to people as they're coming into and out of the show. And it was phenomenal. A lot of people, great interest. Yeah. And they loved our, they loved my logo, my Dick Clark logo. And people actually believe me that I'm the younger brother of Dick Clark, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And Jim, of course, it's funny. I seem more aggressive, but you're so much more aggressive than I am. He'll talk to anybody, Joe. He'll walk up to anybody and talk anytime he wants to. So it's phenomenal. He has that fearless kind of approach. We met Billy Williams.
Oh, nice.
With the Cubbies. Yeah, he was there. Got his autograph.
Couple pictures.
I didn't ask him his autograph. I should have, though. You know, but I didn't. We got one for a little boy there and got a picture. We got a picture that maybe I should give it to you to post on the website. But anyway, a lot of fun there. Talked to a lot of people. Getting our name more and more out there. So any questions about anything we talk about, please make sure you call. Jim, we had an appointment yesterday with a customer.
Yeah,
it was good. It was fantastic. Yeah. A big fisherman. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, we talked about fishing a lot, but he had the same concerns as most people that are seniors or are close to retirement. And he says, I'm tired of losing my money. So I put my money in with X company, one of these brokerage houses. And he says, I just barely gave my money back in 7 years.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm tired of that, you know. And then we showed
him. It was tied up and he made no return.
Right. And so
it was weird.
We talked to him. And
0.05% he was making. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So we said, how would you like to see something where you can have no risk to your principal and get an 8% guarantee on the growth on the money? He says, doesn't exist. So we had to show him the book, the Living the Tax-Free Life book that I wrote. And I showed him every year what the things have been making. And he says, holy cow. He says, this is fantastic. And what was really cool is he said, you have a business card? I said, yeah. So I took the business cards out of my pocket, put them on the table, and I was going to sort through and give him one of the cards. He grabbed them all.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he says, he says, if this works out the way it looks like it's going to, I'm going to refer several of my buddies that are also having a problem there. What's happened is the union's closing down their pension plan or something. And he's going to have a lot more people like himself that's looking for a place for a home for some
money. To park his money.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to live on that money. So it's going to be a very, very big deal for him. He owns a house free and clear in Glen Ellen.
Yeah.
And we're looking to really take care of him there. Joe, we Jim and I have come to several of your events over at whether it's at Casa Italia,
yeah.
or working with the IAET, which is the Italian American Executives of Transportation, and
he's got it in his head now.
Yeah, I got it. Can you talk? You know what? I went to a Sox game with them, and they actually put the mortgage man name on the scoreboard for me, along with your name.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the 14-inning game, by the way. Remember the one where we won eventually? It was 14 innings.
By the time we got home, we won.
Yeah, exactly. We actually left eventually. We had some pizza over at Q's.
At Q's and Hillside.
Q's. Yeah, Q's and Hillside.
They shoot the fireworks off for you?
We didn't stay that long. Were there home runs, though?
We saw them off the 90.
Yeah, it's about it. But that was a lot of fun. And I think what's good about this organization is that there's a lot of people. There's a big variance in age from, you know, 30s or so up to 80s and 90s. And what's interesting was I met two of your friends over there, mm-hmm. and there were two men born in Italy. They're both, one's 93 and one's 90. Do you know what I'm talking about at all? And I asked them.
Mr. D'Ambrosio.
Yeah. Okay. I said.
He turned 90 a couple of weeks
ago. Did he?
Yes.
One was 90, one had a very thick Italian accent, the other one didn't. And both their wives had passed away.
Yes.
And I said, what's your secret for living so long? Guess what they both said?
The wine.
No booze. No booze.
Yep.
The one said to me, I had, when I was in Italy growing up, we had wine at dinner every day, and I just didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I just never. So is that amazing? So, yeah. of course, I had to have a couple glasses after that. So to stress that down. But anyway, can you talk, any questions? Of course, we're running out of time, but 630-915-5706. Can you talk a little bit about how you got into it and why you got into it? And
I got into it. I actually met one of the members. The last election, I walked into a printing shop in Schiller Park, and I met Dominic Verlota, who was the owner of Speedo Light Print.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually brought me in, got me into a couple of meetings, sort of like how you came, and then it just progressed from there.
It's awesome. You have a network. Nick, can you talk about your networking event?
Yes, the networking event, and actually starting in 2012, they're going to be going once a month. We have one Wednesday, December 14th at Casa Italia in Stone Park, 1621 North 39th Avenue. For those of you, I don't know how many of Drew, and have you guys ever watched Seinfeld before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you know the Festivus? We're having a Festivus event.
On that night?
Okay. Yes.
What is it? What's the Festivus?
Festivus is a holiday that was invented by George Costanza's father.
Wow.
In the show.
I haven't seen that.
It's a
fake holiday that was invented.
That's awesome.
So the event starts at 6 p.m.
Okay.
That evening, and it is $10 if you wear an ugly sweater, $15 if you don't.
What if you have an ugly face?
Ugly sweater.
My wife will tell you
all my sweaters are ugly with holes in them and everything. Okay, 630-915-5706. Second half of the show, we'll talk a little bit more about Joe on the effect of retirements and buying homes, Jim, being a better suitor of your money, and me a little bit about reverse mortgages and how we can kind of arbitrage the money up and get a better rate of return. 630-915-5706 is Drew the Mortgage Man. Talk to you in a minute.
Now, back to the Mortgage Man with Drew Stevens on AM 1160.
Hi, it's Drew again, the Mortgage Man, www.drewthemortgageman.com, along with Jill Zarillo over Gateway Realty and Builders, and Jim Crace, President of Financial Fulfillment and financialfulfillment.com. Again, that's Joe's website is Zarillo.info, Zerillo.info. Email Gzerillo at gatewayrealtors.net. Jim is at www.financialfulfillment.com. Make sure you look at his new book is out. His fifth book has actually been published. It's now called Living the Tax-Free Life, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. And, of course, his other books, which have both the bonus program and the tax-free program, of course, are featured there. Me, I am again at www.drewthemortgageman.com. You can also call me from that website by clicking on the Call Me button. And you can see my Dick Clark little brother logo, which looks kind of cool. And call me anytime, 630-915-5706. Just briefly to start off the second half of the show, I want to mention a quick comment that actually just kind of popped into my head. You know, things pop out of my head later than they used to.
That's good.
Things like this for me, they don't anymore. Now it takes a long time for...
You mean you think before you speak now?
No, I just things that I realize just take a longer time to get into me.
Oh, okay.
But we're talking about my mom, and one thing that's important that I think is a big deal is with my mom and my dad, when they started getting ill and had to leave the home, the expense per month at a nursing home was $8,000 apiece for them, okay? That's a piece. That's $16,000 a month for a while. Okay,
that'll drain your savings.
Yes,
a little bit.
Another thing, and then part of that, there was another one. It was $5,000 a month, I think, a piece. But then we had to have a full time caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $18,000-$19,000 a month. I mean, you're talking per month. After my dad passed away, my mom went into an assisted living home, which wasn't as expensive, but it was $6,750 per month.
Wow.
Now I've got it over at my sister has her now. And it will cost us less, but not much less, okay? Because you have to have a full-time caregiver.
Yeah.
All right? So, listen, for goodness sakes, call about... Well, you know, Jim and I don't... we both sell all types of financial planning and products, and I do mortgages also, and real estate, and the whole shebang, and Joe, of course, does real estate. You know what? Listen, long-term care insurance.
Yeah.
Got to have it.
Yeah.
You don't want to... I mean, you're going to retire someday. You're going to need this... And you might think you'll stay in your home the rest of your life, but even if you do, you might need a full-time caregiver to come in. Look, I mean, our bodies fall apart. Trust me, they do. Mine's already falling apart.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, it is. So make sure you call about that, 630-915-5706. There's some really large carriers that have some phenomenal deals on the long-term care insurance.
That's Drew, excuse me for interrupting, but that's a good point. We really need to have you call in and have us do a financial plan for you. We really need
that. We need it. And that's what you always mention.
Because, you know, there are people that don't need the insurance. If they don't have anything, they just go in there on Medicaid, see? Or if they have so much money that they can pay for it from the interest from there. So we never talked about that. But please give us a call so we can do the financial planning for you to see if you need the long-term care insurance.
Absolutely. You know, we're catering more and more to the senior market because we're getting older and older and older. Joe, did you talk a little bit about the new senior homes you're finding, actually?
Well, I came across an article in Sunday's Tribune that says buying that dream home for retirement. A lot of people, about 10, 15 years before they're ready to retire, they're buying their final home, especially the way prices are these days and interest rates right now. So I know you talked a little bit about actually keeping your first home, pulling some equity out of it to purchase that final home, and then them being able to rent that first home out.
Yes, great idea. You can pull it because you're just getting your cash before you're dying.
Right.
Oftentimes what happens is that, you know, people say, oh, I'll leave this for my kids, that for my kids. Well, you can still do that. Okay, but you leave it in a different way. You leave it in two homes instead of one home. You pull the cash out of here, put it over there. The kids still win because the kids get two homes. So we need to be talking about that more, whether it's with a reverse mortgage or a regular mortgage. Reverse mortgage, you don't have to qualify for it. It's just based upon your age. You get to do it. So it's very, very simple. And again, as I always say in reverse mortgages, you know, if the value of the property does go below the balance in the reverse mortgage, I mean, if 20 years pass and you owe more money than it's worth, so what? Who cares? What that really means is it's a positive. People think they're afraid of it. It's a positive. You won. If that happens, you've won because that amount of money is forgiven. It's a mortgage without recourse. So if you owe more than it's worth, then basically you got the deal. You got your cash out first because of the fact that the mortgage went up. Who cares? And that's, I think, what's so important. People just don't get that. Oh, I'm going to lose my home. Well, listen, you got the value of the home up front. You took the cash out. Okay? Now, granted, a reverse mortgage is not for everybody. If you have three generations living in your home, no, you don't do a reverse mortgage. Because you want your kids to stay to inherit that home. No, that's not a good idea to reverse. But other than that, there is no logic to not doing. There is no logic. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful program. And Jim and I created actually something. In essence, we can take the cash and invest it for you at 8% guaranteed on an arbitrage. So that in essence, what happens is the greatest rate of return is actually realized when the value of your home goes to zero. Because all your money that you put in with Jim's plans are making 8%, and there is no drag down on the interest that's owed on the reverse mortgage because the balance is basically no longer applying. You don't owe any money anymore. So please make sure you call us about this concept, 630-915-5706. I talk fast, but it's a half-hour show.
Yeah, right.
What do I mean? I do. I eat as much as I can. You know what I mean? So make sure you call 630-915-5706. This is a wonderful program. If you're over 62, you need to talk to me about this.
I've done short sales off of reverse mortgages.
Really?
The lenders actually accepted 90% of the appraised value.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's the most positive thing is because everything came great out of it. You got your money up front and you got a short sale anyway, which even reduced it even more. That's just fantastic. So make sure you call about this, 630-915-5706. This time, in my opinion, as fearsome as it's been, is really the best time for advantages to be taken because rates are so low. Products are beneficial toward helping us in this situation and strange market. Jim, I've also often said to Jim, can you talk to these people for me, you know, about getting the 8% rate of return and talk about the bonus program and talk about the tax-free program. But Jim always says, yes, let's do it. But every time he sits with them, he says, let's first talk about your plan. Get yourself organized and get it going. So make sure you understand that we need to just, and there's no fee. Jim never charges a fee. You know, it's like working at a travel agent. We work like a travel agent.
Exactly.
The company pays, that company pays us. There's nothing for your time. I was trained on my insurance continuing education by a man who said, I will not sit with anybody unless they pay me $150 an hour. $150 an hour. I'm not saying he's wrong. Yeah. That's his method.
As a fee only guy.
We don't do that. Look, it's free. Come by. We'll buy you lunch, for goodness sakes. It'd be fantastic.
Where are you taking me?
Anywhere you want to go. Anywhere you want to go, my friend. I was thinking about Shea Paul the other day. Remember Shea Paul downtown?
Yeah.
It's gone, yeah. Isn't it? That was a great place.
Where was that at?
It was downtown Chicago. Remember the Blues Brothers, the movie The Blues Brothers? When, you know, where Belushi and Aykroyd are throwing shrimp at each other? That's Shea
Paul.
I've
been actually watching that. It's been on Showtime or something. All
really? That's a great, yeah. Great movie. Anyway, Jim, talk a little bit about financial planning and why it's so important to be a good steward of your money. And talk about the five steps. I'm running out of time, but so 630-915-5706, how it relates to your new book.
Well, the first thing you want to do, of course, is to go through your cash flow. You want to see what you've got to work with. Otherwise, how do you know what you have?
Very
so
true.
That's the first step. And the second step is to do a net worth statement.
You're losing. Your voice is going down.
My voice is going down.
It's going, man. It's going. But anyway.
The second step is to look at your cash flow. I mean, the first step. Second step is to look at your net worth statement. See what the heck you have. You know, is it, you have a good risk tolerance, a bad risk tolerance, what? Third step.
Nobody has a good risk tolerance anymore.
No, yeah. Everybody wants safety. Yep. It's really important. And then
and seeing seniors that have only exposure to the stock market is insane. They're losing their money.
A lot of people are just fed up with it. You know, the volatility is just terrible.
I had a client tell me yesterday they lost $600,000 in the stock market.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Yeah, you can't be doing that, especially if you're retired. But anyway, the third step is to know what's out there, all the different investments that are out there. That's really important because how do you know your financial advisor is steering you in the right direction? You got to know what's out there and available. The fourth step is to put in one of three buckets, and you can either have a fixed bucket, which is the guaranteed stuff, like bank accounts and stuff like that, where you're losing money, by the way. The third step, the third bucket is the variable, where you go with the stock market to try and get a better return. But there is a third alternative. The second bucket gives you the return of the variable, the potential for it, but with no risk to your principal. So that's our big bonus plan, and that's what we recommend. The fifth step is the legal work, the wills, the trust, the power of attorney. So it's really, really important that you do the legal work so that you get it together and keep it together. And once you do those five steps, then you're being a good steward of your money. If you don't work with somebody that can help you do that, you're not being a good steward of your money because you don't have the potential. You're not a financial advisor. So please give us a call, and we'll show you exactly how to do it without any obligation.
And also over Residential Plus Mortgage, as always, we are recruiting, looking for good people who want to look into perhaps mortgages or financial planning or realty. I'm getting more and more calls about that. We're willing to train, so make sure you give a call, 630-915-5706. I made up this program, which we talked about, which I already talked about briefly.
Really good.
And this is something that it's that can be very, very powerful. It's got to be for the right person. But what we did was we took $100,000 and on a reverse mortgage, we did it for regular mortgage and reverse mortgage. And what happens is that cash is taken in. There is no payment made in reverse mortgage. So all the cash is just invested. The way the reverse mortgage company makes this money, of course, is that the balance on the loan goes up and eventually they pull out whatever equity is available up to a certain point. At the point when it's gone, they can't take anymore. So again, as I said before, when you run out of equity, your rate of return goes way, way higher because of that. There's nothing that they can't take anymore. So
you make $100,000.
$100,000 gets to $800,000 after 30 years. But at 20 years, it's still about $160,000. So in essence, when it gets to the point where the value is gone, you're making more money. And that's why it's so important to understand why that value issue isn't a negative. It's a positive because you don't owe the money when the value goes away. 630-915-5706. Please call. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Jim. It's Drew, the Mortgage Man.
Thank you, Drew.
630-915-5706. I'm running out of time, so everybody have a great weekend.